Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. This is a Special Olympics Virginia this morning. We're going to get into the basketball championships coming up in Stafford in a couple of weeks. We'll do that as we go along this morning. Rick Jeffrey is here, the president of Special Olympics Virginia. And for the first time, we welcome Allie Bernard, the Special Olympics Virginia Rappahannock Region Director. Allie, I'll start with you. Good morning and welcome. It's great to meet you. We are glad to have you here, and we'll hear your story as we go along this morning and what's going on in the area. Well, Rick, I did it. I plunged, and I had told you for years, I'm going to do it once, and I'm going to do it again. It was really a great experience.
Well, it's kind of something that grows on you, Ted. Listen, first of all, it's great to be here with you. It's great to be here with your audience, and thank you for WFVA always having us on. Let us get our message out. We'll talk a little bit about basketball. But we'll talk a little bit about the plunge. It was the biggest plunge we've ever had down there. We did $1.24 million. But kudos to you. We've been on you for years. Matt Doyle has been on
yes,
you for
he
years.
Has.
Did a pinky promise with you last
yep.
year, which I think was really the reason you came down there. You weren't going to take a shot at a year's bad luck or whatever. But it was a big crowd at Virginia Beach. We probably had about almost 3,000 plungers. We had about 10 or 12,000 to show up to see it. You saw the setup. You saw the festival on the beach. You saw all that was there, the sand sculpting, ice carving, mm-hmm. the run in the morning. And it was really, really something. And we did $1.24 million we've ever done before. We had local politicians plunge. We had law enforcement plunge, military, business. A lot of local programs plunge. Tim Doyle and the group from up here in Fredericksburg plunged and raised a ton of money like they always do. So it was really, really great. And it was a really nice day. It was about upper 40s.
Yeah.
And the sun was shining. And it was a very nice day. So kudos to you. Thank you for coming down there and supporting that. And you had a little story to tell about your Special Olympian that you went in with, who texted you later that night and said it was the first time that he'd ever been out to actually high-five
yeah.
the divers on the perimeter, because it's a safety-conscious event. As you see, we got a perimeter of divers set
yep.
up, and you can't go any further than that. That's kind of a tradition, go out, high-five the divers.
I didn't know that. It was right before, and Stephen, who works for our is the mascot for our sister station, B101.5, he grabs a hold of me, and we went out, and I didn't think anything of it. And we high-fived a couple, and when he wrote and told me he'd never been able to do that before, I thought, how can I? And he said, I hope we can do it again next year. And I thought, how can I not?
You know, those divers are from all of the local law enforcement agencies from really all over Hampton Roads that come in and support it. So as you know, and we talked a little bit about this morning too, law enforcement raised $1.3 million in the last 12 months for us
yeah.
all over the state. And certainly a lot of those folks are here. But those folks in Hampton Roads, all those dive teams come out and form that perimeter and make it a really safety-conscious event. So we try to get everybody in the water, out of the water, be safe, even though it's kind of a crazy event. And it was really, really a fine event. So thank you for coming down and supporting that and supporting your local guys out of Fredericksburg. It's terrific.
It was cold, but I was told by some of the people who had done it a number of years that although it was cold, it's been a lot colder in the past.
Well, it was a really beautiful day. I mean, the weather was
yeah.
was really a terrific day weather-wise, sunny, upper 40s. The water temperature was about 42. Last year was the coldest we've ever had. Last year, the water temperature was in the 30s, and the air temperature was in the 30s. And so it was and it was cloudy, so you didn't have the sun, and it was a totally different experience of going in. It was a very cold. But it is the polar plunge.
It
thing,
is.
So, I mean, why not?
I had
today,
said.
Yeah, but we could not have had a better weather and better conditions than we had down there on February too. So yeah, anybody listening who has contributed to the Polar Plunge, Special Olympics Virginia, or the Area 11 group out of Fredericksburg, thank you for doing that, because you've supported our program and you've set us up for another great year of programming.
And there's a plunge up in Dumfries this coming Saturday.
There is. For those of you that know, Thames River Shore, there's about four Thames River Shores, but the one up at Dumfries,
yeah.
Which is a big river dinner venue. I think in the summertime, people are pulling their boats up to the dock.
Yeah, and that place right there on the Potomac. Full.
But at Tidd's River Shore, right there on the boat ramp, there'll be a plunge coming up. It'll be on Saturday morning. You can go on to our website at polarplunge.com, and you can click on Tim's River Shore. It'll bring all the information up to it. It's still time to plunge if you want to. It's still time to contribute if you'd like to. We'll have a lot of local programs. Mostly ones up a little north of here, Prince William and those groups. A lot of law enforcement people, a lot of Northern Virginia people that come down to plunge. And it's a different experience than what we had in Virginia Beach. It's a much smaller group. It's a much smaller venue, but it's fun nonetheless. And the Potomac is pretty nippy at this time of the year.
I was going to say, to jump in the Potomac would really be something. Allie, have you ever done the polar plunge before?
I have not. I'm not here. I came from Special Olympics Kansas, and I did it. It's a lot different jumping in a pond. Where you're plunging in a pond, whereas you get to run in the sand and get the waves and stuff. It's a lot of fun. It's cold, but it's so worth it.
Well, I was going to say, Rick, that the one of the things that I saw, because I've known you and a number of Special Olympians in the area over the years, and like you say, we do several shows a year always. But it was something different being down there and seeing everybody.
Well, I think people that have never been to it think, it's a polar plunge. A few people show up and they raise a little money. It's a huge crowd. I mean, it's an enormous thing. It's the biggest thing that happens in Virginia Beach during the month of February. Otherwise, it would be a ghost town down there. We have 5 hotels on the oceanfront that we sold out all the allotted hotel rooms we had. And so it drives about, and I think I had given you last time when I was here an economic impact statement, but it puts about $9.7 million into the Hampton Roads economy, plus an additional $880,000 on lodging and meals tax revenue. All of that goes into the coffers either in Hampton or in the state of Virginia. And then, of course, all the money that we raise, the $1.24 million we raise, we spend right here in Virginia, either the local programs or our state events. And so it's really a win-win for the region, for the state, and for the local program. So it's a great event. It's supported by the City of Virginia Beach, by the Commonwealth of Virginia, by Virginia Tourism, and by Virginia Natural Gas and Geico, who we'll talk a little bit about Geico this morning, because not only do your listeners know they're a huge presence here in this area, but they're a huge presence in Virginia Beach with a big national call center down there. And in fact, later on in this show, Matt Mitchell, who's the chairman of our board from Geico and is at that Virginia Beach office, will call in and talk a little bit about basketball, which Geico sponsors up here.
I think we'll do that. We'll take a break and we will come back and we will talk with Matt, because the basketball championships are coming up next weekend. And we'll give you all the information on that. Rick Jeffrey is here. Allie Bernard is here. Special Olympics Virginia, our focus. SpecialOlympicsVA.org is the website to find out all about this. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Matt Mitchell will join us when we come back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Special Olympics Virginia this morning, and I think we've taken care of a few technical difficulties. And on the line with us this morning from Geico is Matt Mitchell. Matt, good morning. Glad to have you on the program.
Good morning, Ted. Great to be here.
Rick Jeffrey is also here, and I know you've been Geico's involved in Special Olympics. You're involved with Special Olympics.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've been involved with Special Olympics for over 20 years now. Geico as well. Beyond that, Rick and I first started working together back in, I want to say it was 1998, when we put together the All-Star Friday night around the basketball championships, and it's grown ever since. Just wonderful to see what a great partnership we have.
The basketball championships will be here next weekend in Stafford County. Boy, it's the Friday night that Geico supports. Just a terrific setup, Matt. And it's as good as anything you'll see on TV or anything. It really gets everybody charged up.
Well, I think it's probably a little bit better than what you see on TV these days, but nonetheless. It's really terrific. The Geico Associates always step up. No matter, you know, we have efforts down here in Virginia Beach office, but they always step up. We have about 150 volunteers around the All-Star Friday night, and the unified game between the athletes or with the athletes and some GEICO associates, it's just inspiring, and it's a lot of fun. And I couldn't be prouder of the GEICO team.
Yeah, you know, in support of what Matt is saying, the GEICO people are just unbelievable. Matt may tell some of this story as we go through, but over 20 years ago, we had our basketball championships in Fredericksburg, and then we had moved it around the state to other areas. And about 20 years ago, we decided we were going to come back to Fredericksburg and have it. And I sat with a bunch of GEICO folks back in the late 90s, and Matt was one of those people. And we actually designed exactly what we were going to do on All-Star Friday night. So what you see there on Friday night, and Ted, you've been to it, is really terrific. Now, it's changed over the years. It's gone from men's shootouts and women's shootouts and mascot shootouts and contests. And now we're actually this year, and for the last couple of years, have had a unified basketball game between GEICO, with two teams made up of GEICO associates and Special Olympic athletes. So it's what we call unified sports. It's a little bit of an exhibition game, but it's very good competition nonetheless. And we wrap it around the opening ceremonies and the introduction of sponsors and the thank yous, and we light the torch at the end of it, or light the flame of hope with the torch coming in at the end. It involves law enforcement. It'll involve our Knights of Columbus partners and, of course, all of these GEICO associates. So what you will see on Friday night, March 1, is actually something that has been designed by GEICO associates, produced by GEICO associates, and run by GEICO associates for over 20 years. And I can't say enough about how wonderful these GEICO people are. The folks over in Fredericksburg, and Matt was there at one time, and then Matt in his career went to Macon, Georgia, and some other places, and has now landed back in Virginia Beach, and was at the Polar Plunge, which we talked about on the first segment. And Matt has been with us for a long, long time and is now the chairman of our board. But the folks over at the Stafford office, Scott Markell and his band of men and women over there, Amanda Talbert, who I think you know, Ted, who's the community relations person over there, and a lot of folks like Rich Pitts and people like that that have worked on this event for 20 years are really terrific, not only with Special Olympics Virginia, but they do a ton of stuff in the community. And people who are out in this community, whether it be King George or Spotsylvania or Stafford or Fredericksburg, will see the GEICO folks out there, and we'll see Amanda Talbert and a lot of other people involved in a lot of community stuff. So I can't say enough about these folks. You know, Matt's going to be a little bit modest about the GEICO folks, but I'm telling you what, the GEICO folks rock, and they're the best.
Boy, Matt, and I've noticed around here, especially the Friday night through the weekend, boy, GEICO comes out full force with this event. You've got a lot of people involved, and they all seem to have a great time.
Yeah, well, you can't help but have a wonderful time when you get a group of people together, like the GEICO associates, who are really committed to making good things happen in the community. And then you throw in some athletics, which is always fun. It's just a wonderful recipe for success. And the event has really, really, as Rick said, has really, really grown over the years. I don't think, frankly, that I could have envisioned how far it has come back when we first got together. But it's been wonderful to see, and just a lot of creativity, a lot of commitment. And the teamwork is phenomenal.
What got you involved in Special Olympics, Matt?
Well, I tell you, I've kind of was an athlete, somewhat of an athlete as I was growing up, and this provided an opportunity to stay close to athletics, stay close to, you know, competition, and you know, just be part of something that's certainly bigger than anything I've ever been involved in. And it just gives me an opportunity to really be inspired every time I interact with an athlete, or every time I interact with a coach or a parent. It never gets old, and it always teaches me something. And I think that's pretty much all we can ask for. And It's an easy, easy thing to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, for people who haven't been to the Friday night, and this year it'll be at Colonial Forge next Friday night, at Colonial Forge, the opening ceremony, it's like I say, it's something you'll never forget. And especially around here, it's right in our neighborhood, and you ought to go out and see it, because you'll walk away a changed person.
I agree. I encourage anybody within earshot, and a lot of folks listening online as well, make the trip. It'll be well worth it.
Again, it's Colonial Forge High School. Next Friday night is the opening. 7:45 is when it starts. And you're down in Virginia Beach. You had the Polar Plunge a couple of weeks ago, and this is a pretty cool thing for this area in the Fredericksburg area to have Special Olympics, the basketball championships right here. And whether if you can't make it Friday night, go to one of the Stafford schools and watch a game or two on Saturday.
Absolutely. There are a lot of schools where the competition is going to take place on Saturday.
Rick Jeffrey, Matt Mitchell here this morning as we talk Special Olympics Virginia on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Before we get out of this, Rick, do you want to say anything else?
Yeah, well, on March the 2nd, when we have the full day of basketball play, which will start about 8 o'clock in the morning, we'll run the full day. We'll be at Stafford Middle. We'll be at Colonial Forge High School. We'll be at A.G. Wright Middle, Dixon Smith Middle, Poole Middle, and Thompson and Gale Middle. And then we'll also be at Mountain View High. We'll be at North Stafford High School and Colonial Forge. So we're all over. We're at 10 different venues. Some of those venues will have half court play. Some of them will have full court play. Some of that play will be unified, where the teams are made up of half Special Olympic athletes and half non-disabled partners. And there'll be one group of individual skills for our lower skilled athletes. And there'll be a wonderful company from here in town called Simventions, who always comes out. And a great shout out to Sue Jones, who's a long, long time Special Olympic volunteer in that group, who really organizes that. I think this is her last year because she's going to be retiring, but Simventions will stay with us. And it'll be a full day of basketball play. But 7:45 at Colonial Forge on Friday night, the GEICO All-Star Friday night, is something that you should come see, because, again, it will involve law enforcement, it will involve community, businesses, partners. It will be a full house of standing room only at Colonial Forge. If you're going to get there early. Otherwise, you'll be parking out in the boondocks, because it is a full house for that particular event. And we can't be prouder than to be associated with wonderful, wonderful partners like GEICO, and to have great people like Matt Mitchell serving on our board.
Boy, and GEICO playing, Matt, such a big role in this. This obviously, it's important for you personally, but it's obviously it's a corporate thing too with GEICO in Special Olympics Virginia.
Oh, it sure is. I couldn't be more fortunate to be part of each team. You know, Special Olympics Virginia and GEICO. The GEICO folks are all in. They have been for years. Every year gets better and better. And it's just terrific to see.
Well, it's a big event around here, and it's great to have your name associated with it. And looking forward again to another great basketball championship around here. Matt, thank you so much. Did you polar plunge a couple weeks ago in Virginia Beach?
You know, I'd done about four in a row. I took this past year off. So I think I might be back in there, but I was there to cheer on the GEICO team. We had a lot of associates down here that jumped in. So I was cheering on from the sidelines, I'll say.
Well, I did my first and I'll be back. It was not nearly as bad as I had psyched myself out that it would be.
Well, you know, Ted, it's when you get in a group of people like that and everybody's charging for the water, you got no choice but to go in.
Oh, exactly. That was exactly my thing. Just get in, get out. We got hit by a wave, but other than that, it was all good. Well, listen, Matt, it's great to talk to you. Thank you again for what you do on the GEICO board personally, but also on the Special Olympics board personally, but also your involvement with GEICO and how GEICO's involved with Special Olympics Virginia.
Hey, thanks, Ted, and thanks for helping Special Olympics further its mission. Really appreciate it.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Allie Bernard and Rick Jeffrey with Special Olympics Virginia. That is our focus, polarplunge.com, to find out more about the Polar Plunge this weekend in Dumfries, specialolympicsva.org for the overall Special Olympics. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk. Done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Special Olympics Virginia, our focus this morning. Rick Jeffrey is here. Allie Bernard is here. And Grace Ann Braxton is here. We're going to talk to Grace Ann in just a second. Before we do, though, Allie Bernard is with Special Olympics Virginia Rappahannock Region Director. You mentioned Kansas. What got you involved? Or how long have you been involved overall, Allie?
I think I joined Special Olympics Kansas in 2015, so this will be my fourth year. I learn something new every day, and I love it. I got involved just because I love sports, kind of like Matt. He mentioned he wanted to be just stay involved in sports, and they had an opening. I graduated from the University of Kansas with a sport management degree, and this was a perfect in. I moved over here a couple years ago, and I've been working in, with the Rappahannock region and working with schools and the community programs. So,
well, welcome. It's good. Yep. This is our first time to meet you, and
first of many.
I was going to say this will be the first of many. And as far as just what goes on in this region is pretty exciting. Well, and one of the great athletes in this region is right next to you, Grace Ann. Good to see you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm concerned with snow in the forecast, what that's going to do to your golf game.
Not very much. Not very much at all. I went to I practiced a couple weeks ago, and I practiced Sunday, and it was pretty good. But the weather might be okay for the weekend, for Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be in the 60s right away, so it won't stay. Rick Jeffrey, you always refer to Grace Ann as the Tiger Woods.
We're in the presence of greatness here.
We are in the presence of greatness.
It's not. I tell people, and we get a lot of we get Grace Ann out and around in the community and out and around the state. I think that if you were to go into pretty much any golf facility in the state and you would talk to the pro and you were telling me you were special, because all the golf pros would say, "Do you know Grace Ann Braxton?" Grace Ann is the number one player in the world by any accounts, being about a 9 handicap. We'll say
is a
golfer good at any level. She has been. She has come up through the ranks. That's the great thing. Grace Ann didn't like all of them pick up a golf club and become a number one player in the world. Grace Ann started in individual skills, and then progressed to 9 hole alternate shot with a partner, and then progressed to 18 holes alternate shot with the partner being there to keep the play moving, and then progressed to 9 hole independent, and then progressed to 18 hole independent. And since then, this will be her fourth World Games when she goes to the World Games next month in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. She's also been to 4 other World Games, 2 as a golfer and 1 as a swimmer, way back in 1991 when we were all young and had hair, Ted.
Yeah.
But Grace is a wonderful, wonderful player. She's also played in the Virginia State Golf Association Women's Amateur Championship on 2 occasions. And so I think that's really a wonderful portfolio of work that she's done to prove herself not only as a great Special Olympic player, but as a great women's golfer in the state of Virginia.
Well, and one of the stories that I think is just one of the best stories I've ever heard, Grace Ann, was a few years ago when you gave up a spot in one of your teams. You had qualified in a couple of sports, and you gave it up so a friend could go.
Yeah, I gave it up to Graham Wright so he can play golf and I can go swim. It was something sportsmanship you can do to somebody else, because if you don't, then what are you supposed to do? Compete for other 2 sports? But I'd rather just swim and get myself and work on my golf game when I get a chance to.
Well, the World Games, this is obviously a pretty big deal. You're ready to go and compete?
I think so. I'm ready to go and compete. It's kind of like, well, it's going to be kind of it's okay for me, but it's kind of nerve-wracking because if you know that I have a very important job at the college working at Qdoba, which I work at, which is very important. But work is quite good, but my boss and the guy that runs it will let me go and do this stuff, which is really nice because a lot of times when you go work at the college like I do, they won't allow people to take off this longer time, which I'm taking. But it's really nice to work at a college that knows me very well and people respect me for who I am. And it's nice to work at a place that I'm being loved at, because if I wasn't being loved at, then I wouldn't be working there, because I've been there for 23. This is my 23rd year working at the University of Mary Washington College, and I love it, and something I don't want to leave quite yet.
I was supposed to go to a game a couple of weeks ago, both men and women's basketball game. I couldn't go, and everyone said to me, well, if you were there, you'd see Grace Ann. She's at every game.
Well, I go to every game, and I try. What I'm learning how to do is when you work at the Mary Washington College, you respect your team like my Mary Washington College, it's called the Eagles. You respect every sport. You respect your golf team, the basketball team, almost every team you can to get yourself ready. And the guys are really, both girls' teams and the boys' teams and the girls' teams are really nice people. And they did a really nice job doing a special links day maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago at the University of Mary Washington, which was really nice. They let two teams play half-court basketball. Two teams play basketball during halftime, which was really nice. And so it's nice when some of those guys will volunteer and help out.
So you're part of seven going to the World Games from Special Olympics Virginia.
Yeah,
you're
but I'm the only one from this area going. And it's kind of interesting that Tommy Baker was the only athlete powerlifter going from this area, went to World Games in 2015 at Los Angeles, and I'm the only one going from here. But I'm really excited to going and represent my city and my town, and I'm really happy.
Well, everywhere you go, whenever you represent this area, always it was just class, and that's just who you are. Now, how much golf do you play over there?
I'm going to have a couple practice rounds, and I'm going to be having a couple practice rounds and practicing for a couple of days. But when we get there, we're going to go to a host town for 3 days, and then we have the opening ceremony. We have 2 days of practice. We have the opening ceremonies, and then competition begins the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. And then that's how many days it is. It's divisioning. They division us on the first 2 days, and last 2 days is real competition. The golf course is ranked number 44 in the world.
I was going to ask you, are courses over there different than
this one's
than
a
here?
This one's a link style course.
What's by the ocean?
Yeah, by the ocean. So it's going to be a lot of water, a lot of stuff, a lot of bunkers, and it's really kind of nice. But it's kind of cool that a lot of people don't think that we're going to have 197 athletes participating in golf for the World Games on one golf course. So they're going to split us up. They're going to split all area. We have area level 2 on the golf course, level 3 on the golf course, level 4 on the golf course, and us level 5 on the golf course. So what they're going to do is they're going to split us up between the back tees and the back tees for level 2 every day. They're going to switch us between the front tees and the back tees. Okay. Depends on where they're going to put us at.
Now, you're Fredericksburg. Fredericksburg Country Club, is that kind of your home course?
Yeah, that's my home course, which I love to play at. I play there almost every day.
Do you have to work today, or are you going to be able to have a chance before it snows to get another round in?
I got
to
work today.
Okay. Rick, this is pretty exciting and I guess Grace Ann and others who are part of the Special Olympics Virginia team are going to be at All-Star Friday night.
Yeah, let me touch on just a couple of things that she said. One is, you know, if people want a little formula on this program, Ted, we want our athletes to get healthier and fitter with a chance to get better and win. And that winning comes on the playing field and off the playing field. And I think what Grace Ann said about the welcoming environment that Mary Washington University has provided her, including her, respecting her, knowing Grace Ann Braxton for who she is, I think is a wonderful statement, not only on her part, but I think it's a wonderful statement about Mary Washington University being an inclusive workplace. Yeah. So kudos to the Eagles. I think that's a wonderful thing. The other six athletes who will be accompanying Grace in the Middle East, Tori Martin lives just up the road in Prince William. She's one of the top three swimmers in the U.S. She was in the high performance in Seattle. She is incredible. She swims five times a week, 3 miles each time that she swims. And she works out every day. Jenny Mitchell from Fairfax is an open water swimmer. We have a few athletes in this program that are participating in open water swimming. They practice at the National Harbor during the summer with U.S. swimming. And so when you have to swim open water against the tides and the currents, it's a whole different ballgame. Jenny Mitchell is a horse and is really, really good. Joey Roney from up in Fairfax, also a very good swimmer. He'll be in the swimming competition in the traditional swimming. Josh Norris, Mountain Blacksburg, marathon runner, one of the has run marathons in several states and ran with Karen Dickerson out in Houston a couple of years ago. Karen Dickerson, who I mentioned there, the number one marathon runner in the world for Special Olympics, lives in Springfield. She'll be going also. And then Chris Raup, who's one of the top 10 tennis players in the U.S., will be representing us with tennis. So those six athletes, along with Grace Ann, we could not have a better bunch of not only athletes, but a better bunch of people. All of those athletes are in the workplace. All of those athletes not only provide or carve out time out of their busy schedules to train and stay on top of their sport, but they also are in the workplace, and they're great community people. Many of them have plunged. Many of them have run in the torch run. Many of them have done a lot of things to support their local program and their program at Special Olympics Virginia. So they're not only a great group of athletes, but they're a great group of people. And you told the story about Grace Ann giving up a site, giving up a spot on the golf team in 2006. Grace Ann, the greatness of her is that she's also a very good bowler and a very good swimmer. And she qualified in 2006 for the USA Games in swimming, and she qualified in golf. And she had to make a choice. And she let Graham Wright, a good friend of hers, go to that swim competition. And I think that speaks to the measure of the woman. We know she's a great player. We also know she's a great person. And that Special Olympics USA national team going to Abu Dhabi in a couple of weeks has five basic values that they work on: teamwork, accountability, integrity, respect. And the fifth one is sportsmanship, and nobody exemplifies all five of those: sportsmanship, teamwork, accountability, integrity, and respect better than Grace Ann Braxton.
What they did something cool at the world at the training camp is that all of our teams got together, and what they did is we had a poster board about this big, and what we did is we our friend Scott Roller, who's an athlete from Area 11, South Carolina, he drew a picture of a golf bag with golf clubs on it, and he wrote every word on it, teamwork, every word on it. And it makes me very happy what kind of team I have going, what kind of golf team I have going. It's really kind of cool.
When I saw you last summer, Grace Ann, you showed me you had a big medal from something you had won last year.
Yeah, I won the gold medal in Seattle.
That's right. Well, I've known you for years now, and you're a terrific champion. That you're very humble, and you go out there and you do this area and you do Special Olympics proud every time.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, no, I guess so. You're getting ready. You'll be leaving in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we leave on March 6th.
As far as going to do the to light the torch at on All Star Friday night, is that the first time you've ever done something like that?
I did it. Let's see if I can remember. I did it the first time they ever had the basketball championships here in Fredericksburg. It was maybe about 30 years ago.
Okay.
In 1990, I was still an athlete and a student at James Monroe High School. I did the torch. And I've done it. This is about my second time doing it. And okay. I love it.
Well, that's a little sideline that a lot of our folks, if you come out on Friday night, March the 1st, to Colonial Forge at 7:45, you'll see the GEICO All-Star Friday night. And the culminating piece of that ceremony will be the lighting of the Olympic Flame of Hope. And that torch will be brought in by those seven athletes that are going to the World Games, which we're talking about here, with Grace Ann basically being the host athlete of those seven. And they'll be accompanied in by, you know, great folks from the Stafford Sheriff's Office, David Decatur's Gate Group. They'll be escorted in by the Special Star Force, which is that great cadet force of intellectually disabled young people that David Decatur has put together as part of the Stafford Sheriff's Office. So you're going to see a lot of unique stuff in Special Olympics if you come out to Colonial Forge March 1, Friday night, 7:45. But get there early because it's standing room only.
SpecialOlympicsVA.org, the website. Also on Saturday, you can come out and cheer at all the area, Stafford Middle and high schools. That goes from about 8 to about 2 to 3 o'clock. You don't have to sign up, and you will really be just blown away by the competition and just the fun that you'll see there. Rick Jeffrey, president of Special Olympics Virginia, here this morning, along with Grace Ann Braxton and Allie Bernard. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Allie Bernard, Rick Jeffrey, and Grace Ann Braxton here this morning from Special Olympics Virginia. Before we get out of here, Allie's with the Rappahannock Region Director with Special Olympics Virginia. I know you got a lot going on with area schools just a lot going on in this area.
Just this these surrounding counties, we have so much going on in the next couple months. We have been working with schools to build and implement inclusive programs. And something that we have coming up that is available for spectators and the community to come out and watch our feet meets. And those are kind of a way for schools to engage students with and without intellectual disabilities by participating in track events. We have one at Grace's old school at James Monroe High School in Fredericksburg coming up on Friday, March 29th. All of our feet meets are from 10 a.m. to about noon on basically the host football field. Mm-hmm. The host school basically runs it. It's a student-led event, so we work with schools to basically give their students an opportunity to meet athletes and just meet their community. We have another one coming up in Spotsy County at the Spotsylvania High School on Wednesday, April 3rd. And then we have the King George County Feet Meet. We work with teachers in the county department and the special ed department in every one of these schools. The King George County Feet Meet is on Wednesday, April 10th. That one's huge. We get the Sheriff's Office that come out and do a torch run. It's a lot of fun. They give out lunch. And then we have, the Caroline County Feet Meet. We work with Lori Glass on Monday, April 15th. And then the Stafford, we are just getting into the Stafford County School. So anybody that's interested from Stafford that are wanting to come out or just implement new things in their schools, give me an email or go to Special Olympics VA and just let us know. The Stafford County is at Colonial Forge High School on Friday, May 24th. So that's a little bit away.
And I'm sure you always need coaches, volunteers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so the Feet Meets is a little bit kind of a field day of sorts. We are constantly looking for coaches or students or teachers interested in starting unified programs in their schools as well. Basketball, we have unified track. We have tons of stuff, bocce, soccer, anything that students are interested in, we can implement in their high schools.
Well, and I know the unified is really a chance for everyone to get a feel for what it is.
I mean, anybody can come out to the basketball championships next week and kind of get a look and feel of what unified does. When you come to a school and the gym's packed and one of those athletes makes a basket, you're not going to see a dry eye in the whole thing. So it's a lot of fun, and you will immediately see the impact that schools, will have when they start these, inclusive programs.
Good stuff, Rick. This is we see it every time. But you talk to somebody like Grace Ann, you hear from Allie about what's going on in area schools. And we focus on things like the plunge and some of these big things. But every day there's something going on.
Yeah, the program really lives and breathes on the ground, Ted. It doesn't live and breathe at our office. Doesn't live and breathe in this studio. We're just here talking about it with your help, getting the message out. But the program lives and breathes in the schools here in the Rappahannock region and in the local program that Tim Doyle runs. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to do sports if you're intellectually disabled and live in the Fredericksburg area. The programs here are very strong, and the programs just to the north and just off to the west West here in King George and Prince William are just as strong. And so it's really, really a great, great area for Special Olympics. You know, 97% of high school seniors say that the Unified Champion programs have made their school better, and about 84% of those students say that it's a turning point in their school. So the data shows that these unified and inclusive programs, where the teams are made up of half Special Olympic athletes and half non-disabled teammates, are really affecting schools for positively in things like teasing and bullying and respect and inclusion. It's really, really a positive effect. So the school program's coming up. Again, you can go to our website at SpecialOlympicsVA.org. You can find out about all of those and come out and see us March 1, 2 when we're here in town, when we bring our traveling road show to the Fredericksburg area for GEICO All-Star Friday night at Colonial Forge on 7:45 Friday night, March 1. And games at all at 10 different sites all day on March 2. SpecialOlympicsVA.org has got the whole schedule. Go there and come see us.
And Grace Ann, we're almost out of time, but I mean, you're getting ready to go off to World Games. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank
good,
you.
Good luck. I mean, you've every time you go to these events, you come back with some great stories, and I look forward to hearing how it's been.
Yeah. So it's going to be a long trip, but I'm ready for it.
Yeah, how many hours over there?
14, I think.
Okay.
Long trip up and long trip back.
And Allie Bernard, good to meet you. And if people want to get involved and if they want to volunteer and get in touch with you, go to SpecialOlympicsVA.org. And you're right there. Rick Jeffrey, Grace Ann Braxton, Allie Bernard, thank you all.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you for what you do.
See you March 1.
See you March 1. That's it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow in the snow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.